Text, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions, Christmas at Holly Lodge. Jordan Bridges, Crystal Lowe, Toby Levins, Audrey Smallman, Adrian Huff. A snow-covered town nestled in a mountain valley. A shop strung with Christmas garland and ornaments with a sign, Overton Village. People in winter hats and coats walk through the streets past roasted chestnut stand, some carrying downhill skis. A woman adjusts a wreath on a door. People skim down white mountain slopes on skis. A ski lodge made of thick logs, Holly Lodge. Inside, a person opens door 17 on a wooden advent calendar.
You can leave your skis in the rack outside at night, and there's a spot for your boots and other gear by the side door. So breakfast is served every morning from 7 to 10, and make sure you check the daily activities board, because as of tomorrow, we'll have a new activity planned every day. We like to make a big deal out of Christmas.
We heard. We're friends with the Talberts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're checking in tomorrow. They come every year.
This is actually where they met.
I know. Debbie calls it a miracle.
Does she? That's funny, because so do we.
I'm Sophie Bennett, the owner, and this is Callie.
Elise.
Dan.
Nice to have you both with us. Listen, if you need anything at all, you let us know, okay?
Got it. Thank you.
So your room is just up the stairs to the left.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
The couple goes upstairs.
So who else is checking in today?
Well, a bunch of the regulars. But I also wanted to talk to you. The Mackenzies haven't paid their deposit yet.
I talked to them about it, and they're going to get us next year. So don't bill them, okay?
Okay.
Who else?
Let's see. Oh, Gary's coming in today.
Yay!
And we got a bunch of newbies.
Callie, please do not tell them about the miracle, okay?
But it's true.
Is that?
It is. Every year that I've been here, somebody gets a gift. They get exactly what they need out of nowhere.
It's not miraculous.
Gary got a job 3 years ago.
That was lucky.
The Talbots met, you introduced them.
That was just a thing that happens.
Every year.
Coincidence.
My version's more fun.
It is. It definitely is.
Sophie sniffs the air.
I smell something delicious.
Of course. Oh, my cookies! Oh, I gotta go.
Callie rushes off. High above the skyscrapers of a city, snow falls heavily. A man sits at a glass office desk on the phone.
No, I'll cover for you. You just go have a great Christmas with your family. Uh-huh. Bye.
And how are you going to double up your work?
Well, I can take care of this new thing. And then fly to Indonesia on the 25th.
Oh, on Christmas Day.
That's a perfect day to fly.
You think you can finish this new deal before then?
What Sir Ian wants,
he gets. Ah, there's a man after my own heart. And a holiday bonus.
Happy to do it.
Oh, it is fun, isn't it? Don't you love your job?
I do, but I gotta ask, why this property so sudden?
I saw an ad for the lodge and had a feeling. And then yesterday, I flew over the mountain and I knew. Waves emanated all the way up to the plain. Oh, I can smell it. A perfect hidden little gem out of the way. Exclusive, or it will be.
Sounds great, but without more background, can we just...
That's why I need you on the ground there. I want this property, Evan. Now, I have to fly out myself tonight, so this is your baby to deliver. Trust your instincts, Emma. Trust instincts. Then get it in writing. Emma, I need goji berries and a satellite feed straight away.
I'll say it. I love that man.
He should love you, too. Nobody else would go on 10 minutes' notice. Here is what I could pull so far. I'm going to keep digging. The lodge was built in the early 70s. It's a family-run business, behind on the mortgage for months. Mortgage is with Western Savings.
How do we know it's a private business?
Frank Dunlop, he's a loan manager there. He was very eager to give us that info. He wants to do a deal. He's going to be looking for you, so be in touch.
Well, it sounds like an easy acquisition.
Should be.
Book me on the red eye. I should be in and out in 2 days.
Okay.
Meg?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Skiers stack skis outside of Holly Lodge. Sophie strides outside, rubbing her arms.
Snow looks great up there.
She marches across the snow to an A-frame shed where a man works.
Hey, Vince, thank you for stopping by.
Hey, yeah, no problem. Had the early shift on ski patrol. I was on the way home. Pass me that wrench.
Sure. So, what's the verdict?
Well, got your engine clean, rebuilt your carburetor. That should get you through this season, but next year you have to look at replacing the whole unit.
What's that going to cost?
Wow.
Don't. No. Don't tell me. It's Christmas. I'll just think about it later.
Okay.
What do I owe you?
Why you even try, Sophie? You know I'm never taking a dime off of you.
I know. Thank you. But I have to pay you back somehow. Maybe with food? Callie's baking.
Callie's baking?
Yeah?
Yeah, I could help out.
And I think she needs a taster.
I can make a taster.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Vince heads to the lodge. Sophie, a blonde middle-aged woman with a pert nose, smiles to herself, then frowns and unfolds a letter from a loan company. She purses her lips and looks up at the sky, then stuffs the letter into her jacket pocket and marches inside. The sun shines brightly on glittering white slopes at the mountain peak. Sophie opens door 18 on the advent calendar. Inside, a tiny Christmas tree. A car speeds around the curve of a mountain road and pulls to a stop outside Art's Feed and Tack General Supply Store. Evan, the dark-haired businessman, steps out in his long coat. He looks at his phone, then up at the store. Inside, a man with a name tag Art works the counter.
Well, I hope it works out. Merry Christmas. Hello.
Hello. Art.
Yes, that is me. Welcome to Overton. Are you here for the holidays?
I'm looking for the Holly Lodge.
Ah, then you are definitely here for the holidays. Sophie does them right.
It's a nice place to stay.
Well, between us, it's my favorite place in the mountain. You chose well, yeah.
Well, I'd love to find it. My GPS gave out at exit 12.
Oh, well, your phone did better than most. Usually folks only make it to exit 5, so you're ahead of the game.
Mm.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna take main road back to the highway.
Yeah.
And you're gonna go left on the state road. You're gonna go right on the 4-way and left again on 314. You're gonna see a little icy field. You're gonna go past that, way past that. There's a duck pond past that. You're gonna turn right at the end of that street. It's a T. Can't miss it.
Yes.
But a mile past that, you're gonna see it on your left.
Okay.
I feel like I should write it down.
No, I got it.
Okay, but if you don't, I'm here.
Thank you very much.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Nadine! So glad you came.
Sophie hugs the curly-haired woman with suitcases.
Can't let you have Christmas without me.
No, you can't.
She looks down at her many bags.
What?
I had to make sure I didn't forget anything. You know, Harry did all the packing, all the planning, all the lists.
I remember.
Takes her hand.
Merry Christmas, baby.
It is now. You know, there are a whole lot of folks who can't wait to see you. They're going to be so happy. Are you ready for that?
I was born ready. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Oh. Sophie escorts her in.
Oh, just put it down right there, Nadine. I got it. Okay.
So where is everybody?
Nadine!
Callie!
So good to see you.
Oh, I have missed your cooking.
Oh, good. You can help me with the turkey gravy.
Mm-hmm, because you could never get that right.
Oh.
Nadine! You gorgeous woman, come here.
Carrie got a year younger. Oh, how'd you do that? How do you do that?
Oh, it's smoke and mirrors, smoke and mirrors. I am so sorry about it.
Mm-mm. He is still with me.
Mm-hmm.
Nadine!
Thought I heard you.
Oh, Nadine. You too.
Nadine hugs a young beau.
Dear. Oh, Kyle. Oh, Abby, you are so big.
We're going to cut down a Christmas tree.
We are.
I'm going to pick it and you're going to carry it.
Evan enters.
I like how he's assigning the rules. Perfect. He's got jobs for everyone.
Yes, you are.
Sophie grins, the firelight dancing on her face. Evan sees her surrounded by guests and smiles. She looks up and their eyes meet. Vince appears behind Evan and raises his eyebrows at Sophie, who suppresses her smile and goes to the desk.
Right. Got it. Thank you. Welcome to Holly Lodge. Just checking in?
I'm booked, but is this a private party?
What? Oh, no. It's just Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's invited.
Okay.
I'm Sophie. Bennett. I'm Sophie Bennett. I'm the owner here.
You're the owner?
Yep. And your name is?
Evan.
Evan. Right. Okay, so Evan.
Oh, Evan. Evan Hunter.
Evan Hunter. I see you.
That's me.
Last minute booking.
Yeah.
New York. Mm. And we only have you for 2 nights.
Yeah.
I guess you hadn't heard about our Christmas.
No, I didn't. I just came to get in some quick skiing, and it's a working trip, so.
We have Wi-Fi.
Great. Love Wi-Fi.
And if you need anything else, we'll do our best.
I'm good with my laptop.
Great. Perfect.
She furrows her brow.
I should show you to your room.
Yeah.
I'll get the key. We have you here. Room 12. It's just up the stairs.
Up here?
Yep.
All right.
You go first.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Sure. Just up here.
Yeah, just up the stairs to the right.
You're blushing.
I don't blush. You're definitely blushing. Stop it. Wait.
Sophie follows Evan upstairs. Callie grins and waves.
What's the deal with Christmas?
Oh, it's kind of a thing around here. We have a lot of regulars, and we do a lot of activities. Uh-huh. Here's your key.
That's cute. Thank you.
If you'd like to join us, we're going to go tree shopping.
Oh, that's tempting, but...
It'll only take an hour. 2 hours tops, and then you get to meet everyone. And then you can come back here into your room, and no one will bother you. I mean, it's not like anyone would intrude. Except that's what I'm doing right now.
No, not at all.
Well, we're leaving in about 15 minutes, so if you change your mind, come on down.
Will do.
He shuts the door in her face.
Game show host.
I just slammed the door right in her face.
He rolls his eyes. He and Sophie walk in the forest.
So when you said tree shopping...
You thought I meant a tree lot?
Pretty much. So you just pick one out, chop it down, you don't need permission or anything?
Well, we own the land.
Wait. You own the mountain?
Oh, not the whole thing. But this part's been in my family for 4 generations. Mm. They put it in a trust a long time ago.
Well, the lodge doesn't seem that old.
No, that was my parents' dream house. They built it before I was born.
Vince.
Hey, you want a Fraser?
Yeah, if they're tall enough.
Yeah, look at this.
Yeah. Is this the one they...
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, one of these three, right?
Yeah, sure. What do you think, Evan?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
My dad planted that whole stand.
Seriously?
Yeah. Remember when I used to name them when I was little?
Right, but then we can never cut those ones down.
Right.
Yeah.
But this one we can. What do you think? There's no holes? This one looks great.
Yeah, it's a good straight trunk.
Yeah.
I think this is the one.
This is it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Here, let me get that.
Okay.
Evan swings the axe wildly.
Ah!
Oh! Evan, no, you don't have to do that.
No. No, this is great. I haven't got to chop anything down in a long time.
No, stop! The axe is just to clear the lower branches.
Vince pulls out a chainsaw.
Right. Yeah.
Vince smacks Evan on the shoulder and takes his place at the base of the tree. Evan stands next to Sophie, who suppresses a smile, then laughs.
It was the key, right? Mm. It threw you that it wasn't one of those modern key cards.
Mm, it is charming.
I like the brochure word, rustic. But now that you've seen an axe, you're gonna expect butter churning and buggies.
At least a one horse open sleigh.
That I would love.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Long time.
Lodge guests.
And Nadine, how many years have you been coming here?
Sophie was 3 when we first came. Liz and David invited us. Harry and I had just purchased our place on the eastern slope.
Gary takes Nadine's hand by the fire. She smiles. Evan frowns.
My husband passed away this year.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
All of you seem so close here.
That's because we are. Liz and David made it that way.
Who are Liz and David?
Sophie's parents. They're gone now. Car accident when Sophie was in college. She's been running this place on her own for 15 years now.
That's
very difficult. But there's been a lot of love around that girl. Always has been, always will.
So she just runs the whole place all by herself?
Yes. She's single.
Evan Box, wide-eyed. Nadine and Vince smile conspiratorially.
No, I didn't mean that. I was just No, I was thinking that it must be really hard to keep this place going.
Well, it's hard work, and she works hard.
But she loves it.
Mm. Hey, can I give you a hand with that?
Let me take this candle and see what I've done here.
All right.
Sophie enters.
Just like that.
Nadine smiles.
This way or this way?
Everyone, I found more ornaments. Who wants to help me decorate?
Evan helps place candles. Guests decorate the tree.
Oh, yeah, that looks great there. Thanks.
Sophie and Evan's eyes meet through the branches. Later, they sit by the fire. He points to the tree.
Oh, that's the spot.
No, that's the spot we leave for the winning ornament. We have an ornament making contest. I like the idea that everybody has a little bit of themselves on the tree. So you have to start thinking about it.
Will do. Okay, what about that one?
That one right there is my very first ornament. Got it when I was 2.
Wait, you have one for every year?
Yep. It was my mom's idea. Hmm. She wanted me to have this great collection for when I moved out. And now I have theirs.
So, all the people who come here every Christmas, they're all on their own, too?
One way or another. Gary was a longtime family friend, my parents, and he and Nadine and her husband, they would come every year. And then when my parents passed away, I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what to do, and they just showed up at Christmas, and they brought all their friends. They really saved me that year. And it just grew from there, you know, word of mouth. What were your Christmases like?
I had a lot of freedom as a kid.
Really? What did you do with all that freedom?
Oh, I explored. We traveled a lot. I still do, actually.
It was the best Christmas trip ever.
Well, Roatan was nice.
I don't know it.
Oh, it's this beautiful little island off the coast of Honduras. For a long time, only divers knew about it. But now, I mean, there's a ferry that goes out to the island. There's an airport, resorts.
So you mean they ruined it?
No. No, it's great. It's just easier to get to. How about you? Do you travel?
I don't much. I mean, not that I wouldn't want to, but I'm busy here, you know.
They share a long gaze.
You know, it's snowing tonight.
Yeah.
So, there's gonna be great skiing tomorrow.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have work to do.
Well, you did say you came here to ski, too.
I did say that. Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna take the morning off. Call it research.
Yeah. Good idea. But you should take the day. I mean, it's your one full day here.
Ish. One day. That sounds very wrong.
Very.
She sips a mug.
Hey.
He leans in.
You think maybe the management will let me stay on through Christmas?
I think I have some connections here.
They smile at each other. A sunny day outside of Holly Lodge. Inside, Sophia opens door 19 on the advent calendar. A smiling snowman is inside. Callie sips a mug in the kitchen with Gary. She wears an apron.
Hey, what do you think about Evan?
Seems like a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Sophie this morning.
Yes, look at Sophie. Work.
Think he meant you are glowing.
That's sweat. Relax, everyone. Really, he's a great guy. But he's leaving in a week.
Oh, wait. A week? You mean he's not leaving tomorrow?
No, he decided he wants to stay through Christmas.
Oh.
Put those looks away. Both of you.
She carries out food, glaring.
Somebody has a crush.
Mm-hmm. Evan sits on his bed typing on his laptop. He gathers up papers and shoves them in his bag and leaves. Outside, Sophie is shoveling the front stoop. A dark-haired woman and girl get out of a taxi with bags.
Hey, Lucia! Welcome back to Holly Lodge, you two.
Thank you. I was afraid we wouldn't make it through, but the driver followed the snowplow.
So you have gotten so big just since last year.
Yeah, thanks.
Unsmiling Zoe goes inside.
I hope it's a phase.
Well, I'm so glad you both are here, but I know it means you are on your own this Christmas. I'm sorry.
Francisco's stationed somewhere in the Helmand province, and it's the third Christmas in a row. I think it's why Zoe's been so...
Well, listen, you're here with us now. And you're gonna have a fantastic holiday, I promise. I put you in room 11 so you have plenty of space.
Evan.
That's what you wear to ski?
I'll find my own room.
Okay. No, I have work to do.
So you convinced me to play hooky, but now you're just gonna stay here? Really, you incite people to go have tons of fun while you mind the store?
Yes, that is actually my job description.
Nope. Nope, I'm not buying it. Wait, I know what it is.
You're scared that you can't keep up with me.
Yes, you figured out my secret shame.
Yep.
I grew up on a ski slope, and yet I can't ski.
Don't worry, we'll find something your speed.
Hey, guys.
Fresh powder. Let's go.
Come join us.
See? You're outnumbered. You're outvoted. Resistance is futile. Come on. One run.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Just give me a chance to change.
Okay.
They stand atop a glittering slope on skis.
Are you ready?
What is this, a race?
Of course not.
Okay.
Whoa!
They cruise down the slope, swooping left and right on their skis. At the base of the mountain, they kick off their ski boots.
Well, not bad for a weekend skier.
Seriously, though? I'm just... relieved that I could keep up with you.
You did great. I'll see you later.
Wait, that's all the fun for today?
Go find the family. Try to keep up with them.
She gets in an SUV and Evan waves. She drives on a narrow road. She parks and runs to a Western Savings and Loan building, arms wrapped around herself in the cold. She pauses, then puts her hands on her hips and goes inside. She sits across from the branch manager, a man in a suit.
So, about those late notices that you keep sending me.
Breaks my heart. You've beaten the odds a long time, Sophie.
Times have been tough for everyone in this town. No snow, no customers. But this is a great season, and I'm gonna make it back. I just need a little more time.
I'll see what I can do.
Thanks.
She smiles at him. In the lodge, Callie makes Evan's bed in his wood-paneled room. She picks up his laptop from the nightstand to dust under it. She looks down at the laptop and her brow furrows. Outside, Evan and kids build snowmen. Sophie walks up to them.
Pack it in there. Yeah, great.
Wow! These look great!
All right, keep packing that in. Looking good.
Hey.
Hey.
She points to a snowman.
Could you help me out with that one there?
Oh, that one right there? You can't tell what that is?
No. What? No, that's not how this works. Tell me about your snowman, Evan.
Kyla and I are making a superhero Santa.
Oh.
I mean, the cape is a bit abstract, but... You squint.
Yeah, totally. Hey, Kyle! Great superhero!
The blonde boy gives a double thumbs up. Evan returns it.
You're really good at this.
Yeah, who knew?
They smile at each other. Inside, Callie punches dough, scowling. Sophie comes in with a bag.
Hey, listen, they were out of asparagus, but they did have plenty of broccoli, which the kids love anyway, so I... Callie?
What is wrong? Did something happen?
Okay, first of all, I want you to know that I did not go looking for this. I just went into his room and lifted up his laptop to dust underneath it, and then it turned itself on, and there it was.
Wait, whose laptop and what?
Evan's hand. This.
Hands her phone.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to touch anything, so I only got a screen cap of the first page.
Text, assessment and purchase guide for Holly Lodge.
initial research didn't show it, but owner had title to significant mountain acreage. Now held in trust, do a name search and research usage rights. No assessment yet of owner's willingness to sell. Proximity to slopes, but enough shelter from the ski lodge makes the location perfect for the elite brand.
She turns to Callie.
Elite brand?
Elite resorts. I did a search as soon as I found it. It's a privately held company owned by this Brit named Sir Ian Summersby, who kite surfs and owns an island and builds space shuttles. Anyways, their specialty is buying boutique properties and turning them into elite upscale resorts.
So that's why he's here. That's why he's paying so...
She smirks.
It's business.
I'm so sorry, Sophie. I could see how much fun you were having.
Please don't be sorry. I'm glad I know. I'm not gonna let some clowns take my home and turn it into an elite resort.
Yeah, good. You go and give them a piece of your mind. Oh, and I will throw all his clothes out the window. Wait, unless you want to throw his clothes out the window?
No. No, I can't afford to...
Can't afford to what?
Let Evan know that we're on to him, right? And that gives us an advantage.
What advantage? Why don't you just go out there and get
him? No, I can't. I can't lose this place. I just need time to figure this out.
Hey, so what do you want to do?
I don't know. But I do know that we are going to throw Mr. Hunter off his game. If we're lucky, he'll be sorry he ever heard of Holly Lodge.
Evan sleeps. His clock reads 4:30 a.m. He reaches for the phone.
Hello?
Good morning! This is your wake-up call.
He lays back down. 5 a.m. He throws the phone and covers his head with a pillow. Door 20 of the advent calendar opens. Bells are inside. Sophie pours coffee for Evan.
Really? We haven't had a problem with our wake-up system before. I'm so sorry. I'll have Vince check it out.
Since I'm up early, I was thinking about hitting the slopes. Want a rematch?
Oh, I have so much to do here. I can't. Have fun.
His jaw drops and he frowns. Sophie goes to Callie in the kitchen.
It worked. He's a blurry-eyed mess.
See that? Wait, so what happens if he's tired?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it slows him down.
Oh.
And buys me time to figure out what to do.
Yeah. Or do you just want to see him miserable? Because I could totally go with that.
Doesn't hurt.
Serene on phone.
You're still there, and I'm not gleefully staring at signed contracts.
Yes, and yes. It's just more... intricate than I thought.
Look, Evan, we need action on this now, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to send you the report right now and take more site photos, okay?
Good. Mr. Spock.
His chauffeur polishes a Rolls Royce. Lodge guests.
I found more popsicle sticks. Look at this. We have more tinsel.
Hey. Luciao and Zoe.
I know you'd rather be skiing right now, but I bought you that 5-day pass, and it starts tomorrow, so... For today, why don't we just go back to the table and enjoy ourselves?
Zoe, didn't you win the ornament contest when you were 8?
Yeah.
Zoe looks at phone.
Can you look at people when you speak to them?
Yeah.
She turns briefly to Sophie.
Phone.
Zoe hands her mom the phone. Sophie to Nadine.
As I recall, you have a way with melancholy twins.
I don't think Zoe wants to hear anything from a boring old lady.
I know, that's why I asked you.
Nadine stands and walks after Zoe. Sophie puts her hand on Lucia's shoulder. Evan comes downstairs reading texts from Surian. Any news?
I'm so sorry.
You have nothing to apologize for.
Some days she's so proud of what he's doing. I'm proud of Francisco every day. He's serving his country. But for Zoe, he really has been gone half her life.
Why don't you stay? Through New Year's, Liz. I would love to have you here as my guest. Your rooms aren't booked. Please. This week you got backup. Come on.
She puts her arm around Lucia slash Lutia slash and leads her away. Evan texts her Ian, on the way. Zoe sits crouched under a table. Nadine leans on the table, folding her arms.
I know that fit much better when you were 8.
Yeah. Nadine, do you have a phone?
I do, but I don't carry it. It's too nosy. Always asking, can it help me? And then asking what I just said.
You know, you can turn that voice off. Just get your phone and I can show you.
Maybe later. So you're not into the ornaments this year, huh?
Maybe it's an age thing.
Oh, well, you've got to be inspired at any age. I've always loved it. But to tell you the truth, I'm not feeling it this year either.
Is it because...
Mm-hmm. And Harry would hate that a lot.
He was fun.
Yes, he was. Oh, it looks icy out there. Come on. Give me an arm, baby. Come on, let's go get your coat.
Nadine and Zoe go outside together, arm in arm. Nadine throws a snowball at the girl, who gapes and stares at her.
What? It slipped!
Zoe grins and throws snow at Nadine. They start hurling snowballs at each other. The kids inside see.
Let's go!
Oh, wait, everyone, coats! You're gonna need coats!
The adults shrug and follow. A melee of flying snowballs. Evan comes around the corner and runs to join them.
So this is what work looks like today, huh?
Sophie pelts him with snow.
Buddy, let's get him! No prisoners!
Evan tackles Sophie to the ground. They lock eyes, faces close together.
Surrender.
Never.
She gets up.
Okay.
Let's get him! Get him, kids! Come on! Hey, there's a man down!
Evan showers. In the boiler room, Sophie turns a knob on a pipe and smiles, eyes darting. Evan thrashes and gets out of the shower, grabbing a towel. Vince, Sophie, and Callie in the kitchen.
You sure about this?
Callie found it on his laptop.
Okay, so you confront the guy. You don't mess with him. You just run him out of town.
And then he could just go ahead with his takeover. I need time.
So, all you gotta say is no, I don't wanna sell. You've been saying that to the ski lodge for years, right?
Right.
She chops, not looking up.
What aren't you telling us?
It's gonna be fine. But, you know, I had to spend some money a couple years ago fixing this place up, and then we had some bad seasons, and I got behind in the mortgage.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want to worry you, and there's nothing you can do about it, and it's my responsibility. But I figured everything out. I had it all budgeted, so we were going to be caught up by summer.
How behind are you?
6 months.
So, if Evan knew you're behind on your payments, he could get Banker Frank to sell your note.
Exactly. And I couldn't stop him. But this is a private business. So Frank shouldn't be telling him that, right? If he's being professional. So we're fine. And I don't want to talk about it anymore because it's Christmas. And nothing is going to ruin this holiday, okay? Everything is going to be perfect.
Vince and Callie share a glance. Evan walks through the forest, looking around. He pauses to take in a view of a snowy valley filled with pine trees.
Perfect.
The Holly Lodge at night. Evan sleeps. His clock says 3:13 a.m. He sits upright, eyes wide. Sophie bangs on a pipe in the boiler room. Callie sits with her.
Oh, hi.
You didn't have to come down here and keep me company.
I'm not. Evan's pipes are right next to mine. Hand over the wrench and step away from the vehicle. This isn't working.
I know. I'm just desperate, okay? I haven't figured out what to do yet.
I promise you, we will think of something. Okay, please go to bed. For all of our sakes.
Sophie goes into the lobby. She sees Zoe touching Christmas ornaments on the tree and sits with her.
Hey, Zoe. You okay? It's 3:30 in the morning.
It's 3 in the afternoon somewhere.
Yeah?
It's an 11 and a half hour difference in Afghanistan. Why the half hour? What's that about?
I don't know. But your dad's coming home soon, okay? And then you can bring him here. Introduce him to all of us.
She rests her head on the girls. Zoe opens the 21 door on the advent calendar. Inside, a forest scene in carriage. Evan does crafts with the children.
You know, we can fix that with some glue. Some, glitter glue.
But most of your trucks don't have glitter.
That's true, but this one's been undercover in the North Pole.
So it can fly?
Well, it's backup for Santa, right? In case it breaks down or a reindeer gets cold. And yes, absolutely it can fly. Now, let's see what we can do for a jet engine.
Sophie puts on a coat.
Give me a second. Hey.
Hey, I'm just on my way out to go shopping.
Do you want company?
Callie's coming with me, but thank you.
Okay.
You have a jet engine you're building.
She turns and leaves. In the city, she shakes hands with a man.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Callie.
So, how'd it go with the lawyer? I thought he might know some investors, but no luck. I just wish I knew if Evan knew about the debt. We need more information.
Well, maybe you're playing it wrong. Maybe instead of avoiding him, you should get closer, like the saying.
You mean like friends close, enemies closer?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I'm calling Evan an enemy. Did you see him with Kyle this morning?
Yeah.
I can't believe he's trying to take my lodge from me.
Evan goes into Art's store.
Art, you here? All day, every day, my friend. Oh, hey.
Hey. I need a one-horse open sleigh.
Sure. Yeah, you know, you might also find some turtle doves down at the Jasper Farm.
Uh-huh.
They could probably help you out with 6 geese a laying, too. Oh, and for a non-livestock option, there's 5 gold rings at Clifton's, which are great.
Nice, but I just need the one-horse open sleigh. Today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so not just any grand holiday gesture. This is specific.
Very.
Is there a woman involved?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me make some calls.
Great.
I think I know a guy.
Yeah?
I feel, like, excited about this.
Me too.
All right.
In the lodge, Nadine paints an ornament with Zoe.
Okay. So does anything here inspire you?
Nothing, Pops.
Can I help you?
Is it that voice or the fact that there's a voice at all?
You mean I can have a different voice?
There's options.
Oh, okay. Mick Jagger. No, James Brown. No, William Shatner.
On it.
Okay.
Zoe holds her phone.
Push this button.
I'm William Shatner. I'm here to help you explore the universe.
Will you be my tech guru for life?
Sure.
Zoe points to Nadine's bracelet.
Are those love beads?
No. What do you know about love beads?
I watch old movies.
Just when I thought I liked you. Now they're vintage. I'm into a retro phase.
Well, they're nice.
Sophie and Callie enter the kitchen.
You think that everyone's going to want to come to the tree lighting tonight?
Oh, well, we should probably count on it. I can always push dinner back an hour. Vince can help us. He'll be here.
Because he's such a great guy.
I know.
Don't start.
It's obvious. You should give him a chance. Come on, Callie. You too could be the Christmas miracle this year.
Okay, how did you do that?
Because I said your name and Vince's and Christmas miracle in the same sentence. You should rethink. I am. I'm rethinking this whole miracle business right now.
Callie purses her lips. A horse-drawn sleigh outside.
What? What have you done?
He said you'd love a one-horse open sleigh. Come on.
I can't. I have to...
Friends close. Enemies close.
Okay. But, you know, just gather intel.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sophie puts on a hat and joins Evan. Callie waves. Sophie takes Evan's hand and steps into the sleigh. The brown horse pulls him through the snowy forest. Evan pulls the reins.
Ho, 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 ho! Okay, let's go now. Let's go. Giddy up. Giddy up.
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh. Oh. Giddy up. Giddy up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
Are you whispering to him?
Evan grins awkwardly.
Okay, painful confession. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Would you mind?
Oh, please. Please.
She takes the reins.
Aha. That's how you do it.
They move along.
I'm still impressed. How did you do it? There's no one-horse sleigh in this town.
I know. Art from the feed and tack store, he found one two counties over. It's through here.
Oh.
The horse pulls them to a clearing. The view of the valley Evan saw before.
Here it is.
Whoa.
Look at that.
This is my place. Did you know that?
Your place?
Yeah, since I was a kid.
I had no idea. I just walked around and tried to look for a spot that I thought you'd love.
Sophie turns to him and blinks.
I've spent thousands of hours up here, just watching the mountain breathe.
Tears fill her eyes.
What?
It all has a story. Your story.
But everyone's life is like that, isn't it?
Not like yours. Most of us just observe, collect, visit. I guess I try to leave a place better than I found it.
And do you?
I don't know. Maybe it's just what I tell myself.
She nods and presses her lips together.
Where's home for you?
Well, I'm based in New York. Because it's a little bit of everywhere, and that fits me. But really, that could change any time, so I guess no home? I've always felt it was the journey that mattered, you know?
It is. But sometimes you find everything you're looking for in one place.
They gaze into the valley.
Or one person?
She turns to him. He shrugs slightly.
I should probably get back.
Yeah, me too. Here.
Dots of people on the white ski slope. Sophie and Vince stand near the chairlift.
You really think this is, what, all an act?
It has to be. I think Evan is just after my assets.
He could be doing his job and be into you.
That'd be even worse.
But it's not a problem. Right? Because you're on to him?
Can you just please agree to help me here? I want you to stall, right? Distract him for like an hour after the tree lighting. Keep him away from the lodge. I'm going to check his computer and see what he knows about my finances.
Okay.
Thank you.
You owe me.
I know. Forever.
A crowded city sidewalk at night. Art steps up to a podium by a big tree. Evan and Sophie stand in the crowd.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Who's ready to have an amazing Christmas?
Yeah. Who's excited to open some presents?
Wait, you and Art bonded?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's the guy you have to talk to in this town, right?
Yeah. How'd you figure?
I want to thank you all for coming out and decorating this tree tonight. And a special thanks to Clifton's for donating these amazing ornaments again this year. And now I want to bring up the best mayor in town, Mayor Fletcher. Judy, come on up.
Thanks, Art. And thanks to all of you for coming out on this brisk evening to help us light this tree.
This whole trip has been unexpected.
Yeah, it has.
All right. Are you ready? Let's count it down.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The tree lights up with golden and multicolored lights.
You know, I go to a lot of little towns all around the world, and I love it. But I've never felt this compelled.
Compelled?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I could stay here.
Vince appears from the crowd.
Hey. Hey. So, you ready for that beer or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
You gonna come with?
Oh, I can't. Stop.
All right.
Yeah.
See you later?
Yeah.
After you.
Sophie sighs. Callie joins her.
What was that? I know. He's so great.
Callie raises her brows.
So Vince is going to keep him occupied so that I can figure out what he knows about my mortgage. Okay. I'll keep everyone here as long as I can, so you can snoop. Investigate. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Thank you.
They hug. Vince and Evan.
Yeah, I worked the Rockies in the winter and Australia in the summer. Mm-hmm. But then a few years ago, I decided to move back to Overton.
I'm sensing there's a woman in this story.
Yeah, maybe. But all I knew is I'd never find someone serious if I kept running all over chasing snow.
The loan manager comes in.
What? I'm just trying to imagine what it's like staying in one place all the time.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's not all the time. It's just I have somewhere to call home now. What about you?
I love the road.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
The manager waves to Vince and leaves. Sophie goes into the lodge and looks around. She runs upstairs and into Evan's room. She tiptoes to his bed and opens his laptop. She reads. Vince and Evan in the bar.
How long have you known Sophie?
All my life, I guess. I spent more time at the lodge than I ever did at my house. Sophie's parents were really good to me. Her dad. Especially. He's the one who showed me how to use tools, how to ski.
Sounds like a great guy.
Yeah, he was. The lodge has always been a generous place. Sophie's kept it that way. The people that come here every Christmas, they need it.
I can see that.
You can. That's good.
Yeah. You really look out for Sophie, don't you?
Yeah, you better believe it.
Evan nods.
Hey, let me get this.
Sure?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
See you around.
Yeah, you have a good night.
Evan leaves. Sophie frowns at his laptop.
He knows everything. How did he find out?
In the lodge, children twirl by the fire and adults chat. Evan scans the room, then goes upstairs. Callie spots him.
Evan!
Evan. We are doing Secret Santa. Did you want to join us?
Yeah, sure. I'll just be right back.
Yeah, don't.
Callie texts Sophie, Evan on his way up. Sophie looks at her phone. She closes the laptop and rushes to the door, but hears Evan outside and backs away. Evan comes in and sits on the bed. Under the bed, Sophie cringes.
Sir Ian, happy Christmas. What time is it there?
Oh, who can sleep?
It's a mountain, Evan, a bloody mountain.
Yeah, but you don't have the full picture yet.
Oh, how full does the picture have to get, man?
It's a little lodge with a big mountain.
The lodge is a family-run business. You know how messy that can be, right?
Evan, hello?
Ian?
Hello?
Ian, I...
Evan, hello?
Hello?
I'm losing you.
Evan walks out. Sophie crawls from under the bed.
Hello, you there? Ian, you need to read my whole report. There's an ordinance against any new construction on the mountain, so whatever you were planning to do, you probably couldn't. It's just...
It's a challenge. Come on,
Evan, we can do this. Now find the banker, get the ball rolling, okay? Hello, Evan, hello?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Good man. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Sophie's exit is blocked by Evan. She goes to the window and climbs out. Evan comes back in his room. A boy plays with a truck in the hallway. He looks up, hearing noises.
Santa?
Evan looks around.
It's Santa! Santa's on the roof!
Evan peeks into the hallway, then comes out. The lodge guests run outside.
It's Santa! Santa's on the roof right now!
I'm sorry, kid. Wrong night.
Where is he, Kyle?
Kyle,
throw up your coat!
Over here!
Sophie on the roof.
Oh, Sophie! What are you doing up there?
Oh, hey! Everybody?
What's going on?
Hi!
They stare at her. She waves.
What are you doing?
Callie.
Repairs! Great, repairs, yes. The lights went out, yesterday, and so I wanted to fix them.
That couldn't wait? Look at you.
Oh, I've been up here loads of times. You know, it's not a problem.
Do you need any help?
No, thank you. Actually, I fixed it.
Then why aren't the lights on?
She reaches down and fumbles with a string of Christmas lights while everyone watches. She twists a bulb and the lights all turn on. She smiles. The people nod. Sophie dusts her hands and Callie props up a ladder below the roof.
There you go.
Wow. Okay, let's go on in before we freeze. Hot chocolate's almost ready. Come on, let's go.
The crowd shuffles back inside. Sophie climbs down the ladder Callie holds.
Let's head on in, we'll be right there.
Super close. We can call that the Christmas miracle this year.
Well, I think I'm holding out for something a little better.
Evan wraps Sophie in blanket.
Oh, thank you.
I can't believe you were up there working just a vest.
I didn't expect to get there so long.
Come on, let's get you inside.
Door 22 of the advent calendar opens. Inside, Victorian carolers. Sophie dresses the kids in coats. Evan comes in.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about something.
Yeah, hold that thought. Don't do anything. We'll be back in a little bit.
Sure.
I'm gonna find Rudolph this year.
Yeah, reindeer tracking is serious business. Come on, everyone, let's go. Why don't you go ski or something for a bit?
See you later.
Sophie holds kids' hands and they go outside.
What animals do we want to find today?
A vomitable snowman.
Okay, besides reindeer and yeti, Do we think that all animals hibernate in the winter?
No.
Oh, of course not. You guys are too smart for me.
Yeah, this is Evan Hunter for Frank Dunlop. He's expecting my call.
In Overton Village, Vince sees Evan talking to the loan manager, Frank Dunlop. The two men shake hands. Vince watches, open-mouthed, from a distance. Nadine carries a small box to Zoe, who sits decorating ornaments. She opens the box.
Whoa. Nadine, are you sure?
Do you want to make something that pops?
Well, yeah, but...
No, well, yeah, but. I am inspired and you need a win. Time to put this collection to good use. So hop to it, baby girl.
Last night at the pub, Banker Frank was looking for Evan. He saw me and he ducked. Today I saw him in the square with Evan. They were shaking hands.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
Evan knows about the mortgage. He knows about the late payments. He said that we were a distressed asset, an easy acquisition. He's been trying to talk to me about it, but I managed to put him off, and I'll just keep doing that.
How can we help?
I've got some equity in my parents' old house. Let me...
Vince, I'm not taking your inheritance. It's gonna be okay. But you know what you could do? You could start enjoying Christmas. And you both could do me a favor and stop wasting time.
Sophie carries a chocolate cake out of the kitchen.
Huh, well, that was...
Super subtle.
Yeah.
Loretta, set Mr. Hunter up with everything he needs.
Thanks, Frank.
Bank woman gives Evan papers.
There you go.
Let's see here.
He looks at the documents.
This is it? Really?
That's the current loan on Holly Lodge.
Loretta, my boss wants me to be very, very thorough. And I'm going to need to see all the agreements, every single lien on Holly Lodge and its history.
Oh, well,
yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Frank wants to make things easy for me, but I can handle the paper. Promise.
Lucia talks to an army man on video.
I understand, but isn't there a way you can get a message to him? I know you have satellites everywhere. Please.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Montoya. Our communication links are down and we don't know when they'll be back up. It's the weather.
Nadine listens from the doorway and nods. Evan sits in the bar looking at papers.
Hey, Mr. Jingle Bells.
Art joins him.
So did the sleigh do the trick?
You know, I thought so. Now... I'm not so sure.
So what are you doing holed up here with this pile of papers instead of being with her?
I'm looking for the needle in the haystack that's gonna save her from her worst nightmare.
Which is?
Me. Or not me. My old self.
So what, you're not yourself anymore? What?
I don't know. Maybe I'm completely myself for the first time.
Okay, I'm just gonna stop you right there because this conversation is just... Brr. But I will leave you with this, though. You know who first looked for needles in haystacks?
No, who?
Don Quixote.
You would kill at pub trivia.
Oh, yeah, Tri-City champ 3 years in a row. Bit of a curse, though.
Little
noodle.
Don Quixote.
Uh-huh.
Didn't end well.
No, it didn't. You have to rewrite that story. Good luck.
Art leaves. Evan sighs, frowning. Zoe joins Nadine by the lodge fireplace.
I came up with the choreography for our Christmas number, but it's hard to get the little kids to do the moves.
It's Jingle Bells, right? Well, you're lucky it's not funk. Some kids never learn how to drop it on the one.
I don't know what any part of that means.
Really?
Seriously, not one word.
Oh, you got a lot to learn, kid.
Zoe smiles.
We'll figure something out.
Okay, you're right.
Lucia and Sophie.
Hey, what are you kids talking about?
You tried again, didn't you?
Yeah, they said they'd get the message to him when they can get through.
Zoe hugs her mom.
Don't worry, Mom. You'll be all right.
It's okay. Come on.
Sophie sits with Nadine.
We missed you at the tree lighting.
Oh, I had to rest. I just couldn't.
No one's heard you sing.
I'm waiting for the spirit to hit me.
You do what you need. You sure are good with Zoe.
Oh, I understand heartsick kids. You bear that in mind.
I'm fine. I mean, I will be fine.
What's wrong with you? You get to fall in love.
Not this time.
What is it?
I just have things I have to do. And Evan is not who or what I thought, and I just need to stay away from him. You know, I have to keep my wits about me.
Wits are highly overrated. You know what Harry used to say? He said that I would lose anything that was not Velcroed onto me or written on my hand. Okay, he was right. But you know what I will never lose, ever? How I feel. I remember every day we spent together, the good and the bad. And that counts for something. I saw the way you looked at Evan. Even more, I saw the way he looked at you. I felt it too, from across the room.
Sophie blinks back tears.
Well, that's why this stinks so much.
Honey, it is not over. I know this has been a bad day for all of us, just kicking us in our behind. Bad day two, Christmas zero. So I say we move on. Or eat cookie dough.
Why not both?
Oh, that's my girl. Come on.
Nighttime at the lodge. Sophie sits outside and looks at a past due loan notice, head in hand. Evan comes in.
Hey.
Hey.
He holds a small box.
You must be part polar bear.
What? Oh, no, I'm just used to the cold. And I like how crisp the air is.
So what did I miss tonight?
Well, the kids are busy practicing their musical number for Christmas Eve. Hmm. And Nadine is showing Zoe my old family photo albums. What have you been up to?
Well, the better question is, Evan, what's in the box?
Oh, if this is your secret Santa, you're supposed to wait.
Just, it isn't. Open it.
He sits with her. She opens the box.
Go ahead.
Okay.
A star ornament.
No, what is this?
Okay, so that one is from Peru. And, this one, I got in the Casbah in Marrakesh. I watched the guy cut and stamp it right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
A gold hand.
It's supposed to give you protection and good luck. This one, that's from Venice. I watched the guy finish it right there.
Wow, it's beautiful.
A glass hummingbird.
I see a theme. They're all something you watched being made.
Yeah, that's my rule. They have to be handmade, authentic. It matters.
It does. You just carry these all around with you?
No, I sent for it. It's the closest thing that I have to an ornament collection. You said that you want everyone to have a piece of themselves on your tree. I want to be there too. Just whichever one you want.
Evan, I want them all on the tree.
I'm freezing cold. I need to go inside.
Sorry, of course.
Will you help me put them on the tree?
Yeah. I would love that.
Great.
Just give me 1 second. I'll be right there, okay?
Sure.
He takes the box inside. She sits outside, tears in her eyes, and smiles to herself. Inside, Nadine clicks on a computer. Sophie sees her.
Nadine, what are you looking for?
Talking to Zoe reminded me of something, and someone, William Shatner, told me how to find him. And this just might make someone's Christmas.
Can I help you?
Back up off me now, let me work.
Evan hangs his ornaments on the tree. Sophie watches him, breathing heavily.
Hey. I save this one for you?
The hummingbird. He holds a branch and she hangs the bird ornament on it.
It's beautiful.
Right? I think I finally figured out why I bought them all in the first place.
She turns and walks away.
Hey.
He grabs her hand.
Dance with me.
He twirls her. She grins and he takes her in his arms. They sway together in front of the tree.
Is this your dream?
Is what?
This place. Being here.
It's better than a dream. Because it's real.
You're curious about the world. I can see it.
Why are you always trying to convince me to leave my home?
Maybe because I'm tired of being alone.
They gaze at each other and their noses brush. Sophie pulls away.
What?
There's just work. I have left to do tonight.
Right now?
Yeah. That's what happens when you're running a messy family business.
He watches her leave, frowning. Day 23 opens on the advent calendar. Inside, a man and woman ski. Evan comes downstairs.
Hey, Callie. Is Sophie around?
No, I haven't seen her in a while.
Callie clears a table. An Overton craft store. Sophie comes out with a full shopping bag. The loan manager appears.
Sophie, Merry Christmas.
Frank.
Glad to run into you. Saves me a call. Have you got a minute?
Sure.
I have a bidder who wants to buy your notes. So as a fiduciary of the bank...
Okay, stop. If I pay 2 months right now, then I'm not officially considered in arrears, right? I was reviewing my copy of the mortgage.
Yes. Technically, that's true.
Great. Well, then I will have a payment on your desk when you open for business on the 26th.
We're still open today.
Sophie I dashes away. She talks to Vince.
We're closing lift 3 for a couple of hours this afternoon for maintenance.
That would be perfect. I mean, I just need to get rid of Evan for a couple hours today so the shiny company doesn't buy my place out from underneath me before I have a chance to pull together this payment. It'll buy me 2 months.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
All right, meet me here right after lunch, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
She hugs him. In the lodge, kids play cards with Evan on the floor. Sophie comes downstairs.
Evan!
Hey! I've been wanting to talk to you.
Oh, no. No talking. I have a surprise.
You have to, change into ski-related clothing.
Okay. All right.
He runs upstairs. Her eyes dart. They stand on a slope on skis.
So we have our own private slope today.
Yeah. The lift has been under maintenance, so we're going to be the first ones back up the mountain.
Nice. Sophie, there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about.
Oh, I have to deal with this. So you enjoy the run.
Nope, one run.
Evan.
They sit on a chairlift. Vince watches from the control booth and raises his arms in confusion. He pushes a button. The chair stops high in the air.
What? Good. Now we can finally talk.
I should call Vince.
I think you're avoiding me.
You think?
And I think that maybe you heard something and got the wrong impression, but...
No, I know exactly what I heard, Evan. And I know why you're here. Maybe you've been making fun of us this whole time. You know, the traditions and our guests and my friends.
What?
But you have to understand,
These people have cobbled together a family. It's a family that we cherish, that we chose, and they need it. And I'm not going to let your company change it.
I don't want to change a thing.
That's not true. I know that you made a bid.
Yeah, Sophie, I had to get your paperwork. If you just listen to what I'm trying
to... I have been listening. That's the problem. I thought that we had something special happening here, and I...
There was. There is.
No, you've been working me the entire time, assessing the owner's willingness.
Wait, did you read what was on my computer?
Don't say that like I'm the sneaky one.
I only came for one reason, but that's not why I stayed.
I'm not selling.
What?
That's the bottom line. I will never sell.
Sophie!
She jumps down.
Sophie, what are you doing?
The lift carries him up.
Sophie, come on!
Evan parks an SUV outside the lodge. He looks at the pile of papers in his passenger seat. Inside, Sophie hunches over a stack of papers. Callie comes in. Sophie shakes her head.
How short are you? I mean, maybe if we pulled everyone together, we could...
No. I am not going full George Bailey on everyone. And even if I felt okay about that, which I don't, it wouldn't be enough.
Oh, hey.
It's been a good run. And who knows, maybe we'll be able to work together again.
I can't even stand to think that I
won't. Well, me neither. So we're not going to. We're just going to think about Christmas. And we're going to have a great holiday. And we're going to just soak up every moment, okay?
They hug. Door 24 opens on the advent calendar. Inside, the miniature guests of the lodge mingle at a holiday party. In the lodge, a couple kisses under the mistletoe. Cookies cover a table. People dance, chat, and sip wine. Sophie wears a sparkly blue dress and forces a smile.
Everyone, guess what? We have a very special show for you tonight. Zoe?
Ladies and gentlemen, Jingle Balls.
Zoe directs the rest of the kids in a twirling dance. Vince walks to the kitchen where Callie is working.
Hey, you're missing it.
Yeah, I just have a couple more things.
It's gonna be all right.
Evan didn't come back last night.
I let him down off the chairlift. I swear. Come on. We're up.
Okay.
She takes off her apron.
That is a perfect candy cane award. What's the next award, judges?
Well, I think this one, let me see that. This one gets the Frosty Award.
Oh, best use of snowflakes?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Here you go. Nice work, little one. And monster truck.
And it's backup for Santa's sleigh. That's why the glitter, right, Evan?
Gary asks Nadine.
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
Well, that one, he's got to get the Road Rally Award.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. There you go. All right.
Oh.
Oh.
Zoe holds a sparkling beaded ornament.
Wow. Oh, wow, Zoe. That really pops.
Yes.
Callie, I'm thinking special jury prize.
Yes, definitely.
Here we go. Well done, Zoe.
Thank you.
Here you go, Zoe.
Good job.
Congratulations to all our winners. Now you get to put the ornaments on the tree. Because
hey.
Dinner's going to be ready in an hour. An hour?
Yeah.
Well, we have work to do. Okay. Enjoy.
Callie returns to the kitchen. Nadine frowns at her phone. Zoe approaches her.
You need any help?
Oh, no. I'm just doing some math. Go on and be nice to your mother.
Here.
Zoe gives Nadine a present.
Thank you.
Nadine opens the lid and her mouth opens. A sparkling framed photo of her and her husband smiling. She holds the photo to her chest. Evan in a Santa costume with a curly white beard comes into the lodge.
Is this the Holly Lodge?
It's Santa!
Are there any good little boys and girls here, huh?
Emily, for you.
Sonny boy, that's for you. Casey, that's for you. And of course, Kyle.
Santa's here!
He knows their names. And what they all want.
Santa has one last present.
He gives it to Sophie.
Open it!
Yeah, open it!
Time to make your call. Time to make your call.
William Shatner really isn't talking to Nadine.
Time to make your call.
Sophie brushes Evan aside.
Nadine, is that it?
William Shatner says it's time.
Lucia, 5 minutes. Oh, okay, great. I gotta go.
Lucia, Nadine, and Sophie rush away. Evan frowns behind his beard. Gary.
Hey, kids. Come on over to the tree and let's see what Santa's got for you.
Lucia talks to Zoe.
You having a good Christmas?
Sure.
Well, I bet you Santa's gonna bring you everything on your list.
Almost.
Well, you don't think you've been a good girl?
Honestly, I'd give myself like a 6 out of 10, 6.5 tops.
Well, I'm sure Santa gave you a better score than that. Come on.
She beckons Zoe to join Sophie and Nadine.
What's going on?
Nadine smiles and steps aside. Zoe's dad on a computer screen.
Papa!
Zoe, baby, sweetheart, how are you? I miss you so much. Tell me everything. Have you been skiing, having fun at the Holly Lodge?
It's the best Christmas now.
I love you so much, Zoe. You know that? You and your mom.
Well, it seems I've got friends in places I never even knew about. Plus, what a sheer luck that the weather cleared up enough for him to get through.
Nadine, you made the Christmas miracle this year.
Yes, I did.
It's good. Sometimes I try.
Evan. Now in a suit with a present.
Santa said you'd drop this?
Sophie rolls her eyes.
Sophie, just look, hear me out. I'm begging you.
We just want our holiday. Your big takeover can wait a few days. I'm asking you to go.
Give me a chance. 5 minutes. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
They walk off. Vince and Callie in the kitchen.
You know what that was about?
No. But it better be good, or else. Do you think we should go out there and see if she's okay?
No. No, Sophie's a big girl. She knows how to call if she needs reinforcements.
You're a good man, Vince.
Yeah, you too. I mean, no, you're not a man.
No,
you're,
I'm not a...
You're a good person, though.
Yeah.
Such a good person. Hey, listen, next week, once this all, calms down, do you want to maybe get out of here with me sometime? A date is what I'm asking you on, Callie. Do you want to go on a date with me?
Yes.
Yeah?
I would love to.
Okay.
Okay.
They grin at each other. Evan follows Sophie to a secluded corner of the lodge. He hands her the box.
Open it.
What is this?
Go ahead.
Inside the box, aged paper certificates.
What's the certificate?
Sophie, your parents bought a life insurance wrapper for the mortgage of the lodge.
I've never seen this.
You know what? That's exactly what Frank Dunlop said.
He had no idea about this because it was buried under a pile of old documents. Anyway, he's very apologetic. And I spoke to the lawyers, double-checked. It's valid.
She looks up.
Wait, this says it should have paid off the mortgage after my parents died?
That's right.
But I kept making payments.
Yeah, yeah, and you're gonna get all of that money back with interest. Which the bank will pay back quickly. Frank doesn't want to cause trouble.
So my parents...
They took care of you.
And the lodge is mine? I mean, it's
all yours? Yeah, free and clear. And you know what? You're gonna have a nice little nest egg to take care of all the banging pipes and whatnot.
Kids run between them. Sophie smiles and shakes her head.
Evan, I just can't believe that you did this for me.
It was the right thing to do.
You risked your job.
Nah. I saved Suri in a whole pile of trouble. I'll find him another mountain.
They don't exactly grow on trees, you know.
Whatever happens. Thanks to you, I finally have a place that I want to be every Christmas. Maybe during the off season, you can come travel with me.
Wow. You're really going for the miracle trifecta here. You want to show me the world?
Why not?
He kisses her, cupping her face with his hand. The guests in the lodge see them in open mouths with surprise. Sophie and Evan look up and see them staring. They smile. Nadine starts singing.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King.
Can you sing?
Let every heart prepare him room. Let heaven and nature sing.
Let me hear you.
Let heaven
and nature sing. Nadine blows kisses. Sophie and Evan smile warmly at each other. Snow falls gently on the Holly Lodge.